Hi, this is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by Local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And today, Jonah, we have a very special guest. He's a Rotarian. He plays a musical instrument that is very special. He has a very special place he's going to tell us about, and he does some great therapy. So, Paul, tell us all your wonderful attributes.
Well, we have to tell the folks that his name is Paul Ramuni, and he's coming to us from Connecticut.
Yes.
Paul, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you have a very interesting museum. Tell us about that, and tell us how that got you into music therapy, or vice versa.
Well, we have, of all things, we have an accordion museum and sale shop here in North Canaan, Connecticut, in the big yellow railroad station at the junctions of Route 44 and 7. It's a long story, but the very short part of it is that my mother made me do this way back when I was 10 years old on Long Island. She came to me one day and she said, "Your father and I want you to learn how to play the accordion." And I looked at my mother, I remember the day, and I said, "Mom, anything but that. Don't do this to me." I said, "I'm going to get into fights. They're going to make fun of me." And they did. And from 10 to 17, I took lessons. I was in an accordion band out on Long Island. And when I got to college age, I put the thing in the closet, and that was the end of it. I didn't hate it, but there was a guy named Elvis that was running around at that time, and he was decimating the accordion industry and anything not related to the guitar.
Guitar, yeah.
So what happened is that 42 years after that date, when I went into college, 42 years after, I woke up in a bed in Vermont with my wife on a short vacation. This is 2008 at this point, and I don't know what was wrong with me. We still don't know what happened, but I woke up wanting to play the accordion again.
All right.
And my wife looked at me and said, "We're in the middle of Vermont. There's no music stores. How are you going to find an accordion?" And I said, "Let me just make one phone call." This is actually a spooky story. I made one call to a guy that was a clockmaker that I barely knew, asking him if he knew anybody that had accordions. And he did. It was a guy two towns over from where we were, had a big renovated garage. We went over there. He was there. And he had all these accordions, but he had, I don't know what he was collecting, everything you can imagine. But he had on the floor at that moment about 10 to 14 little concertinas, these hexagonal accordions that you play in bands. Mm-hmm. And everything else was on the shelves, and these were on the floor. Parts were coming off them. They were old. And I asked him, "Why are these like this on the floor?" And he said, "Well, it's really strange you should be here today, because they just came in. I'm sending them out in a couple of days to the Holocaust Museum down on Long Island." Mm-hmm. And I just stopped and I said, "Wait a minute. Why are you sending accordions to a Holocaust museum?" He said, "Because they came from the concentration camps of World War II. Mm. And then I really had a hard time. I never thought of this. I said, I played the accordion as a kid. It wasn't a goofy thing, but it certainly wasn't cool. But I never related it, never linked it with something of a horror like the concentration camps." And he said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "When they were lining people up to go in those places, they would look for bulky sacks. Everybody had their stuff. If you had an instrument, they'd pull you out of line and they pull out the instrument and say, 'Play it.' And if you could play it, they'd put you in a certain corner of wherever they were, and your family would go in the opposite direction. You'd never see them again. The idea was to take all these people that could play musical instruments, including accordions, and put them together in different camps to form a so-called band. So when the Western media came along to do the movie reels to see what was really going on in the camp, they'd say, 'Look, we have a band. everything's cool. It was propaganda.
Yeah.
And that's what took me to a point where I just couldn't get over it. And I started collecting. I wanted the backstories on the accordions. It wasn't just the accordion itself. It was like, who made this? Where was it? Mm-hmm. Because people took these things everywhere. They were one of the first serious portable instruments that were ever created. They were created 200 years ago. But in this particular case, during World War II, they were all over the place. And they let the people in the prison camps keep them to give them something to do and to create music.
You know, it's funny you should say that, Paul, because if you look at some of these World War II pictures, like The Great Escape, where they talk about the prisoner of war camps, there's always somebody playing an accordion.
Right.
And they tell them, play it louder, because the Germans have microphones. We're going to plot the escape. And they'd be whispering to each other while in the back, you know, they're playing polka music or something. Paul, where is your museum? And how do people find it? And is it open all the time or by appointment? How does that work?
Okay, we're in that big yellow railroad station in North Canaan, Connecticut. It's actually 75 Main Street, North Canaan, Connecticut, 06018, if you're punching it into the
GPS.
And we're right in the railroad station. I'm here just about every day. I'm retired from being a CPA, and now I'm doing this, and I'm enjoying it because we're getting all kinds of people in here. And we've been in this location almost 2 years, and we've had over almost 4,000 people so far have come through.
Isn't that amazing? And how many do you have now, the number?
Oh, gosh.
Accordion, me?
Yes.
Yeah, we're running somewhere over 550 of them.
Really?
It's amazing.
We have an orphanage for accordions here.
Now, do you have any really famous ones, like maybe played on the Lawrence Welk show?
Well, we got Lawrence Welk's first accordion.
No kidding. I was only joking.
It's the truth. Yes.
We've got accordions that belong to all kinds of people. But, you know, the stories that I've collected, excuse me, from people, I put them in a book because the stories are incredibly precious. And it's nobody famous.
And I'll find out about those stories in just a moment, right after the commercial break. But first, Kathy Kruger is going to tell us who allows us to sing a happy tune by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Salisbury Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We're back with more of Radio Rotary and our terrific guest, Rotarian Paul Ramani, talking about his accordion museum and about music therapy right after these messages, so please stay tuned.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation. We raise funds from donations and from events such as our annual luncheon, bowling tournament, and memorial golf outings. We give the money to programs that champion prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects are scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Dutchess Overdose Awareness Memorial. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Salisbury Bank is your friendly hometown bank with 14 branches throughout the tri-state area.
Salisbury Bank offers personal and business banking, mortgages, and commercial loans.
Salisbury Bank is your local community bank with local decision making and high service. Your local bank for all of your local needs.
Salisbury Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Salisbury Bank, because where you bank matters.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treebwasser. With me is our co-host, Kathy Kruger, who leads a double life. She's also our producer. And one of the jobs of the producer, besides trying to keep me in line, is to book guests. And she's booked a great guest. Kathy, introduce our guest.
We have today Paul Ramuni, who is a Rotarian from a neighboring state, and I'll let him talk about the club he belongs to, but I had the pleasure of meeting him at a Millbrook Club meeting, and he was playing a very interesting instrument, and I will let him tell us about that. So, Paul, please tell us about the instrument that you play.
Well, I play an accordion, of all things. And it started when I was a little kid, and it ended when I was a little kid, I thought. I played it from 10 to 17 years of age, but then, I was almost 60 years old when it came back into my life rather dramatically when I was on a vacation, and there was no reason why it should have come back like it did in my memory. But I'm told by a lot of people that come into our museum and sales shop that this happens to people. They play an instrument, especially an accordion, way back when they were kids. And then later in life, you have a desire to get back and pick up that instrument. And it's amazing. It's like riding a bicycle. You mm-hmm. didn't lose much of the ability to play.
Well, you know, Paul, we're going to have a little bit of an excerpt of a selection that you were kind enough to record for us on your accordion, and you do a great job. But tell us about your museum.
Yes.
Where it is, how many accordions you have, and what people will see when they come to visit your museum.
Okay. We're located in the town of North Canaan, Connecticut, actually 75 Main Street, North Canaan, Connecticut. And you'll see a big yellow railroad station, and we're in one side of it. And there's a good 500 to 550 accordions on display. Most of them are in the museum section, of at least 400 of them. But we have well over 100 that are for sale. And they're refurbished mostly.
Right.
And people come in and just start playing again, or young people come in. And that's another story when
yes.
young people see these things.
And do me a favor, tell us the story, because that's what got me really interested in having you as a guest too. You told us a story about some people sometimes that are having difficulties with Alzheimer's or just memory in general. And you told us about couples that start hearing music and then they begin dancing.
Yeah. This is something I didn't anticipate at all. When we, my wife and I thought about doing this museum in a commercial location, we were thinking, okay, let's get some folks in here, let them see what the accordion's all about, and make the accordion popular again, or at least try to. Well, one of the things that's happened is we have people coming in with mild cases of Alzheimer's or early Alzheimer's or dementia of some sort. And a case in point was a gentleman that came in with his wife, and he was taking her out every weekend. She's in a retirement community nursing home type thing, and in the memory ward, and she never knew who he was, but he was taking her out, and every week she would always ask, why is this man picking me up? And he'd take her out, but he brought her in here, and he stood next to me while she was just roaming around our museum. And he said, would you play something romantic? And I did. And she all of a sudden popped up behind a bunch of accordions where she was, and she saw me. She came over, and like a little girl, put her hands on her knees and bent down, smiled, giggled, and her husband was right next to me, and she didn't even look at him, she got up and started twirling around the room like a child, laughing.
Sweet.
And it was an amazing scene. And all of a sudden, she came around one of the corners and she looked squarely at her husband. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, I watched her face change to just joy when she recognized him. She ran to him and they collided. That's the only way I could.
Wow.
I could explain it, crying and grabbing and hugging and kissing, and they danced and I played, and it was I guess you call it music therapy, but the place itself has so many accordions. There's an antique smell that helps the memory, the music, the visuals, and the fact that they can touch the instruments and even play them. So we have other occasions like this where people all of a sudden will start to dance with each other. And maybe they haven't danced in a long time, but the music and the memories of the songs go far into a locked vault, I guess, in the back of their brains.
And well, you're awakening those five senses.
Yes.
And speaking of dancing, folks at home, we're going to play you some romantic music, courtesy of Paul Ramoney. It's Arrivederci Roma. Arrivederci Roma, played by our own guest here, Rotarian Paul Ramoney, and on his accordion, one of the 500 that you could find in his museum. Paul, remind us where the museum is and how people can come see it.
We are located in the town of North Canaan in Connecticut, right in the northwest corner of Connecticut, 75 Main Street, North Canaan, Connecticut. You can call. We're online. We have a website. The official name of the company is the New England Accordion Connection and Museum Company.
All right. What's the website?
The website is the New England Accordion Connection and Museum Company.
Perfect.
And folks at
perfect.
Home, get a pencil and paper, because our great guest, Paul Ramoney, will be repeating that in the next part of the program. Kathy.
Is there a charge to come to your museum, Paul?
You know, this was an interesting discussion. We thought if we made it a charge, people might look at it and say, an accordion museum, $10? And we said, no, there's no charge.
Oh, that's
the door
wonderful.
Is open to anyone and everyone. And it's pretty much, if you want to make a donation on the way out, you can.
And you said that there's accordions for sale. Yes. Do you do lessons if somebody comes in and says, yeah, I want to buy an accordion, but I don't know how to work it?
Oh, sure. We get them off the ground. We help them learn how to play them. We have sheet music. We got instruction books. We do lessons as well.
Now, you're a Rotarian, Paul. Member of what club?
I'm in the Salisbury, Connecticut club.
And where and when do you meet?
We meet on Tuesday at lunch at Noble Horizons in Salisbury.
And we have to ask you, how's the food?
The food's fantastic. It really is.
And folks at home, if you're not in the Salisbury area, but you still want to join the fun, the food, the fellowship of Rotary, go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown. Find out what your local Rotary Club meets. Join us and meet great people like our guest, Paul Ramoney, and we're going to find out more about his work with accordion and music therapy right after these messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com. for more information or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Hi, this is Kathy Krueger, producer of Radio Rotary. If you are listening now, so are your customers. You can advertise on Radio Rotary for as little as $25 per week. Call me, Kathy Krueger, at 845-702-4410 for full details, or email me at info@radiorotary.org. That's info@radiorotary.org.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Trebois, and with me is Kathy Krueger. And we have a terrific guest, Rotarian Paul Romney. He's talking about music therapy, the great things that music can do for people, and also his fabulous accordion museum. And Paul, before we get into all that again, let's talk about being a Rotarian. What got you interested in becoming a Rotarian?
Oh, my goodness. We're going back into the 80s now. When I first got into Rotary. And at the time, it just appealed to me because it wasn't political. It wasn't, it didn't lean in any direction except we want to do what's best for people, anything we can do to make people's lives better. It was pure. It still is, I think. And I thought, you know, that sounded like a good route to go on.
Right, right. Right.
I like that. I've never heard anybody say that it was pure. I like that.
Mm. Well, yeah, the unwritten rule of Rotary is you don't discuss politics at the meeting. Yeah. Folks at home, you want to join Rotary and follow our dictates of our motto of service above self, go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown. Find out where your local Rotary Club meets. Join us for the fun, the food, the fellowship. Meet great people like Paul Romney, who is doing a great service project with his accordion museum, which Paul, again, is located where?
In the town of North Canaan, Connecticut, in the northwest corner, the very northwest corner of Connecticut, 75 Main Street, North Canaan, Connecticut.
And the admission is free, and there are accordions there for sale. He might even show you how to play one. Sounds like a fabulous afternoon. And I'm sure there are some good restaurants around. Make it a day of it to go to Connecticut to see the Accordion Museum. And the website, one more time, Paul?
The website is the New England Accordion Connection and Museum Company.
Okay. And get a pencil and paper, folks. Paul, repeat that before the end of the program. So have you had any famous visitors? I mean, you said you had Lawrence Welk's first accordion. Does it blow champagne bubbles? You have to be a certain age to remember what I'm talking about. But have you had any famous visitors who like secret accordion aficionados?
We've had all kinds of people in here, and I know there's been some very interesting people that came through the doors. We had a guitarist in here, and he played with the Beatles. He
was
backup. I won't mention his name, but he walked in and, you know, just like an ordinary fellow until somebody whispered to me and said, you know who that is?
Yeah.
I said, oh, my gosh. But, you know, back to your point about the Rotary, and I got to tell you this. As soon as they come in the door, now this is universal. Everyone, without exception, that comes in, they're shocked by the number of accordions, and they start smiling. They start laughing. Some of them giggle. Some of them will even start crying. Yeah. And we've got Republicans. We've got Democrats. Yeah. We've got people all over the political spectrum, religious spectrum. And we probably even had a few terrorists in here, if I'm not mistaken. But everybody, it just levels the ground, and we all start laughing and joking and telling our stories. And it's unifying. The word accordion comes from the German, which is accord, A-K-K-O-R-D, right. Which means agreement or harmony.
Oh, fantastic. Now, speaking of stories, you've got one about a Rockette, which I think I'd love to have you share with our listeners.
Okay, here we go. I got a call from a very elderly lady. She's 91 years old, a former Radio City Rockette. She called me, didn't know her. She says, I have an accordion for you, and I'd like to donate it. I'll be up Saturday. So this is a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago. She came to the door. Her niece was behind her holding the accordion, and this woman was shaped like an upside-down L. She was bent over, had a cane, came through the door, but she could see the 1948 Wurlitzer jukebox I got here.
Right.
And she goes, does that thing work? And I said, yeah. And she says, I'll play a polka. I said, yeah, please. And I punched the buttons, and out come Frankie Yankovic with Just Because. This woman, just her face, her eyes glazed over. She stood up straight. I still don't know how she did that. Took her cane, threw it into the corner, and started to do pirouettes around the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Not just turning on her feet, but she got on her tiptoes. Her niece was apoplectic. She just dropped the accordion, scared. I was running in front of the woman to catch her. She was behind her. The lady was crying like a baby, sobbing while she's dancing. I got wet from the tears that came from off of her. We went around the room a couple of times, at least a couple of times, and the music stopped. She stopped. She got back into that same position. She apologized. She composed herself. And she said, Paul, if you had put $1 million on that table for me, it would be nothing compared to what I just experienced.
Well, that's a terrific story. And it's so much in the Rotary mold of helping other people. Paul Romney, in the minute we have left, invite everybody to come to the museum. Give them that website one more time.
One more time. Yeah.
Okay. We are. Please, you got to come and see this. I'm telling you, everybody says that it's the New England Accordion Connection and Museum Company. We're in the town of North Canaan in the very northwest corner of Connecticut, 75 Main Street, Canaan, North Canaan, Connecticut. It's worth a trip from anywhere.
And yes, the website again, Paul?
The website is the neacmc.com.
Terrific. Paul Romney, thank you for everything you do to bring the joy of music to everyone through your playing and through your museum. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you,
and,
Paul.
And Kathy, who brings music to our ears by being our sponsors this week?
Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
And while we listen to more of Arrivederci Roma by Paul Romney, let's remind everyone that for Kathy Kruger and our production director, Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treebois. So thank you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org. Arrivederci.